Tampa area Congresswoman Kathy Castor announced today that she plans to introduce new legislation to expedite the Social Security Administration disability claims process. There's certainly a need. According to Castor's office, over the past decade, backlog disability claims in the Social Security Administration's processing system has doubled, reaching about 576,000 cases.
The backlog here in Tampa is one of the worst in the country. It is the worst in Florida. And even though the Democratic Congress last year appropriated an additional $150 million to address the backlog, we still await the assignment of a new administrative law judge to process these claims. There's been an opening now for many, many months, and they have not hired the judge that needs to go to work. We have 16 Social Security administrative law judges here in Tampa processing these claims, and yet the wait is over 5 years.
With the additional hiring of 175 judges, there are now approximately 1,100 magistrates scheduled to review disability claims in America. And the wait for an appeals hearing on a claim averages more than 500 days, compared with 258 back in 2000. Congresswoman Castor says Tampa's office was supposed to get an additional judge, but that appointment has yet to be made. Joining Congresswoman Castor in front of the Social Security building in Tampa was Shelley Ray Burke, who said it had taken her 8 years to receive her disability check. She said she initially applied for benefits back in 2000 and was denied twice before hiring an attorney. She said about 3 years later, she then received a hearing date. 5 months after that, she finally received a positive decision.
I have been faced with a lot of financial hardship. I'm currently residing with my 70-year-old mother who still works just to try to make ends meet, and she cannot do it on her own, and it's not fair. It's a real problem.
Being denied benefits twice is not unusual and may be a reason why the backlog continues to grow. According to the New York Times, of the roughly 2.5 million disability applicants each year, about two-thirds are turned down initially by state agencies. Many of those applicants then give up, but of the more than 575,000 who go on to file appeals, two-thirds eventually win a reversal. Again, Shelley Ray Burke.
I've been told, now this is not, I don't know for sure, this is hearsay, that you get denied the first, the second time, automatically all the time, because they hope that people will just give up and not try again.
Congresswoman Castor says her proposed bill will address the large number of denials.
First of all, address this problem with them denying claims carte blanche after the first and second request, and take all of that evidence and immediately provide it to the administrative law judges and require a decision within months rather than within 5 years. That's ridiculous, especially in this economic downturn.
Castor said that those in the Tampa Bay area waiting for the disability claims to be heard are hardworking people and deserve better than to wait for years for a hearing. And the Tampa Democrat blames the Bush administration's war in Iraq for diverting resources on the home front.
Think about the $1 trillion now that has gone to the war in Iraq. Health care on top of that, needless waste, contractors taking advantage of us. That money should rightly be spent here at home rather than in a war that was begun on false pretense.